With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday upheld a stay on parts of construction for the 1,200-mile Keystone XL crude oil pipeline, which broke ground in northern Montana earlier this year. The Supreme Court issued a paragraph-long ruling Monday that gives many utility projects like pipelines across the United States permission to continue construction while an appeal over a nationwide water permit program is ongoing. The ruling's most pointed exception is the Keystone XL pipeline. It blocks construction for the parts of the project that cross waterways while it's caught up in the courts. Doug Hayes with the Sierra Club is one of the attorneys representing environmental advocacy groups that sued the Trump administration last year. Hayes says his clients argue the water permit, called Nationwide Permit 12, is a streamlined process that allows companies to build across U.S. water bodies without factoring in environmental impacts or public input.
If the Keystone XL wants to seek an individual permit process, which is the normal permitting process under the Clean Water Act, they're free to do so. But we see this as a victory for Keystone XL in terms of protecting streams, rivers, wetlands, and protected species along the pipeline route from construction.
In a statement, Keystone XL pipeline developer, Canada-based TC Energy, said that, quote, while today's ruling from the Supreme Court is positive for the oil and gas industry overall, it continues to delay large portions of construction on our Keystone XL project and the thousands of high-paying union jobs that come with it, unquote. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling did not include a reason for its decision or exception of the Keystone XL pipeline. Earlier this spring, Montana federal judge Brian Morris vacated Nationwide Permit 12 for failing to follow the Endangered Species Act. The Trump administration filed to appeal the court's decision, and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will consider the case in the fall. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.